You may be seated. Good evening again. Great to just gather together for some time to center ourselves and hear what God has for us, really preparing anticipation, expectation for Christmas. Let's think about Easter here for a moment, just for a brief moment here. Can you have Easter without Good Friday? Sounds strange. Sounds kind of odd, but there are a lot of people that actually do celebrate Easter without even giving a thought to what happened on Good Friday. And you think about how that works here at Peace. This sanctuary is packed on Easter. 200 sometimes people on Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day. People plan outfits and get those Easter baskets to really get to help the kids get a bounty of eggs here at Peace. And people show up to sing that great song. And we sometimes process in. It's really exciting. We process in, Jesus Christ is risen today. But something's really, really missing if we don't take into consideration what happened 2 days before Easter, Good Friday. The sadness of Good Friday, the death of Jesus, actually opens up for the joy of Easter. I would say, I don't know how you can have joy without what happened on Good Friday. It just makes sense. The darkness of Good Friday, midday, it was dark. The world was dark, is what the Gospels tell us, opens up to the bright light and the brilliance of Easter, and the empty tomb and the brilliance of what happens on Easter morning. And so we have people that come and they say, they say this after the church service on Good Friday. They say, I come to Peace because my church doesn't have a Good Friday service. I don't know if I can take in all of it without a Good Friday service. And they say this. So Easter, you got to have Good Friday. Now, how about this question? Can you have Christmas without Advent? That's interesting. Because actually, it's the same argument, isn't it? Christmas, we know what Christmas is about, the joy that God is with us. Jesus is born. We have a Savior, God Emmanuel. Jesus is there with us. God is with us. We talked about last Sunday in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 through 2. But just as you need to have Good Friday matched with Easter, so also Advent really needs to go with Christmas. Advent is actually a subdued time in the church, a time of preparation, a time of introspection, a time of making room so that Christmas can have its full effect, so that we confess, we repent of our sin, and we open up and make room for Jesus to be born. Then Christmas can have its full effect. Okay, as we're thinking about our text from Isaiah chapter 40, Isaiah is talking about some structures here, some earth structures. He talks about mountains. There are hills, there are broken places, rough patches, this sort of thing. And what Isaiah is talking about is more than just a geology study. I think what he's suggesting is that in our lives, spiritually, we can put up mountains, barriers that blocks God's entrance to us. For Isaiah, it's not that God won't come to us. That's a given. God comes. That's what God does. First Advent, Second Advent, God comes. He's constantly coming to us in His Word. For Isaiah, the issue is that actually God's people and us can put up barriers to God. A couple of winters ago, I called up a pastor in the Bend area and said, I'd like to meet with you. It was in December, and I invited to meet with him, and I said, maybe we should meet in January because our schedules are so busy and that's just a better time to meet. And his response was, wait, you want me to come over the pass in January? Really? Just for a meeting? See, that's what mountains do. They block people coming together and connecting. Unintentionally and sometimes intentionally, we put up barriers so that God's grace can't connect. So that God's word can't penetrate our hearts. So that God's full glory doesn't reach and shine us. What mountains, what hills, what rough places are up in your life right now? It could be It could be an event from the past that was so traumatic. Maybe the church let you down, or a church leader let you down, and it's just a block and a barrier that you can't overcome. That can be a big mountain. It could be a person. It could be someone who just has a grudge with you, and they're a Christian, and they don't really reflect the light of Jesus. And that could be a mountain. What is the mountain that is blocking God's coming to you and meeting you? Isaiah has some pretty striking words here. Repentance. Clear the path. Clear the rough places he's talking about here. And I don't know if the people liked hearing these words. It's kind of repent is what he's saying. And sometimes we don't like the word repent. It means we've got to do something. It means we've got to really look in our hearts and make a change. But sometimes that's exactly what we need. We need to be shaken and stirred.